The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming up at 6:45, I will detail my experience at the Wizards Nuggets game. At the
I saw the
Lofts.
Picture.
So I'll be doing that at 6:45.
So you have all the shoes that that Farley brought for us?
You'll have to listen to 6:45 to figure that out, whether I have shoes for you or not. Look at that. It's a silly
radio. If you would have told me that Joker was going to have 56 points in the game,
yeah,
before you knew the result,
you how much money.
How much money would you have put on the game?
$1 trillion. Yeah. $1 trillion.
Yeah, I mean, that's just typical of the NBA.
Everything you own.
Honestly, I have no idea. Did they get their third win? What'd they get?
Yeah.
Third win, yeah.
Unbelievable.
But when we looked at the schedule, we said there's just no chance they're going to beat Denver. Not that Denver's great, but they're, you know, they got a winning record.
And yeah.
They've got one of the best players in the league, if not the best. And he had 56, and they beat
I know. All right, so we'll get into detail that at 6:45. Valdez, play me some NFL music. We'll take a look around what happened on a busy week 14 yesterday as the Commanders were on a bye week. Not sure what Eric Bickle was doing between 1 and 4. That's usually his Commanders time.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
Playing golf.
Ah, teeing it up. Very good.
Mediocre golf.
Well, you know who's become a very mediocre quarterback? His name, it pains me to say that. It hurts me in my ticker to say it.
He's not even mediocre now.
Kirk Cousins. He's just falling apart.
Yep.
He has 17 touchdowns and 15 picks on the year. He throws two more yesterday in a loss to the Vikings. The Vikings just smashed the Falcons 42-21.
Darnold looks like freaking Tom Brady.
Sam Darnold's just on a bona fide heater. 22 of 28, 347 yards. 5 touchdown passes in the win. 3 go to Jordan Addison. 2 go to Justin Jefferson. Just the domination of the Falcons. Falcons fall to 6-7. Vikings improve to 11-2. They're now 6-1 at home.
It's going to be a very interesting situation for them in the offseason because Darnold's got a 1-year contract.
Correct. He signed a 1-year, $10 million
deal. He's got a 1-year deal, and of course they draft McCarthy, and Darnold's putting up stupid numbers. Wonder what they're going to do in the offseason, but he's having a great year.
It's a great question. And Kevin O'Connell, he just sprinkles that magic dust on quarterbacks, and they put up big numbers in his system, basically no matter who's under center.
Yep.
So I would expect McCarthy to do the same thing whenever he's healthy enough to do it.
And Kirk Cousins, like you said, in the last 4 games – all right, so in the last month, he's got 0 touchdowns and 8 picks.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
And then the fans were clamoring for Michael Penix, who they drafted. And the team said yesterday, we have no plans to start Penix over Cousins. Now, that was before yesterday. So maybe things have changed after the performance the Cousins put up there. He's been really bad.
This next game is a just St. Bernard dog of a game, but I bring it up because it has ramifications for the Commanders. The Saints top the Giants 14-11. I mean, it's just an ugly game all the way around. Alvin Kamara couldn't get anything going on offense. Malik Nabers had 5 grabs for 79 in a game where it looked like it was dicey for him to even play. But the big news Commanders-wise is Derek Carr suffers a broken hand in the game. So his status for this upcoming week, I would guess.
He's out.
Out.
He's out.
So the Commanders, they get an early Christmas gift. They'll face either Jake Haener or Spencer Rattler coming out of the bye week.
Mm. Yeah, that's huge.
Fantastic news.
It's huge. Yeah.
I mean, that makes the Commanders, I would think,
pretty sizable
favorite heading into that game.
I don't want to get too carried away. I'm going to obviously pick my boys.
Yep.
But we felt the same way when they were facing Cooper Rush.
That's true.
Understood.
They laid a dud. They played awful, especially the special teams.
So I just don't know how they're going to respond to this. You know, they didn't respond well to the little 10 days off they had from the Thursday to the Sunday.
Anything can happen. But
I'm picking my boys.
It looks better when you're facing a backup quarterback.
Yeah. Sticking in the NFC East, the Eagles.
And by
survive.
The way, that was he broke his hand, but he also fell right on his head.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, his face mask. I mean, he got up pretty high because he's trying to leapfrog a couple of defenders and a couple of tacklers, and he fell right on his face and right on his hand. It did not look good. They also thought he had a concussion.
Could you imagine the sweat that the guy who walked into, I believe it was Circa in Vegas, he placed a $3.1 million bet on the Eagles just to beat the Panthers.
Yep.
And he was sweating that game till the end. The Eagles win, but that game was close.
He got so hooked.
22-16, the Eagles improved to 11-2. Panthers fall to 3-10. Jalen Hurts responsible for 3 touchdowns. The only passer, I believe, is 106 passing yards on the day.
They couldn't get the ball to Brown or Devontae.
Yeah.
Those guys had a total of 10 targets, a total.
Devontae Smith did score, but there weren't a lot of big passing yards. Saquon goes for 20 carries, 124 yards.
Every time they panned to the Eagles bench, A.J. Brown and Devontae, they weren't yelling at each other, but they were very vocal.
Right.
They were upset, and they were disappointed that they couldn't get more catches.
Yep.
I mean, give it up to Carolina's secondary. They did a good job. But Carolina should have won the game because, I don't know, there was probably 45 seconds left, something like that, maybe less. And Bryce Young threw a bomb, and Leggett got behind the secondary and should have caught the ball, but it barely hit the ground. They called it an incompletion. If he catches that, it's on the one-yard line, and they're probably going to score and win the game by one. But They got hooked because the Eagles did not look good.
Another team the Commanders are potentially battling with for a playoff spot. The Buccaneers improved to 7-6 of the 28-13 win over the hapless Raiders. Raiders fall to 2-11. They're 1-7 away from Vegas. Aiden O'Connell goes out with an injury.
Yep.
There's a Desmond Ridder sighting. I mean, that's just the team. Obviously, it needs to draft a quarterback high in the 2025 NFL draft. Baker Mayfield, 3 touchdowns in the win. Rashad White was the primary ball carrier for the Bucs. Bucky Irving went out with a back injury early in this game.
He got hurt. Yep. And the Raiders were just putrid. And like you said, O'Connell's out, and they're going to go to their third quarterback.
Yep.
So it's been an awful year. 2-11 for the Raiders.
Big game in the NFC West as the Seahawks, the Drabhawks, topped the Cardinals in Arizona. Big Zach Charbonnet day. 22 carries, 134 yards. He found the end zone twice. Also chipped in the receiving game as well. So the Seahawks improved to 8-5. Cardinals fall to 6-7.
I didn't see any of this game because I was watching the other two 4 o'clock games, which I know you're going to get to. Drabby, give me a blueprint of how they won. I know that Kyler turned the ball over a few times.
He had he threw an interception early on, and the Seahawks returned it to their own 19-yard line, or the Cardinals' 19-yard line. But just great defense all game long, and Cardinals couldn't get anything going. Seahawks defense, like the last 5 weeks, it's turned into a monster.
And Geno had a very clean game.
Very efficient.
24-30. Doesn't pass for gaudy numbers, but no picks. Wasn't sacked. Had a rating of 110. So, I mean, he just was guiding that offense perfectly.
Kyler has 5 picks in his last 3 games.
And Jackson Smith and Jigba, I believe, is the number 5 wideout right now, at least in fantasy points.
Yeah.
He's having a breakout year 2 for Seattle. He's having another big game yesterday.
What was his total numbers yesterday?
He had 5 for 82 and a touchdown.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, that guy is breaking out in front of our eyes. The game of the day yesterday, the Rams and Bills combined for, let me do the math here, 86 points. The Rams win 44-42.
And it went kind of nutty in the second half, right? Because I was more paying attention in the first half. And then I was doing some stuff on my computer, and I looked up, and there was like a billion points scored.
Well, in the third quarter, they combined for 21 points, and in the fourth quarter, for 27 points.
Yeah.
It was just a scoring
bonanza.
What is
that, like 48 points in the second half? Something along those lines?
I believe that's right. Puka Nacua with a monster game, 12 catches, 162
yards,
and a touchdown.
Every time I looked up, he was scoring.
Or, he had a rushing touchdown, and he had a receiving touchdown.
Yeah, yeah.
And Josh Allen in a loss, 3 passing touchdowns. 3 rushing touchdowns, 10 carries for 82 yards, threw for over 340 yards, 3 touchdowns, wasn't picked off, wasn't sacked. Neither quarterback was sacked in the game.
Yeah.
It was just offensive explosion all over the place.
It was a really fun game to watch. Mm. And like you said, Josh Allen had 6 touchdowns. First time ever in the history of the league that a team has 6 touchdowns and 0 turnovers and they lose.
Lots of explosives, as Jonathan Gannon would say. Shoo, shoo, shoo.
Yeah, a lot of shoo, shooing.
Now, this game was less explosive from the Bears' side because they got annihilated by Jason's 49ers to the tune of 38-13. Caleb Williams was dreadful, at least in the first half.
He was sacked 100 times.
He was sacked a bunch.
Yep.
Couldn't get out of the defense's way. Couldn't get any offense in the first half. They scored. They were down 24-0 at halftime. And he connected with Rome Odunze for 2 garbage time touchdowns. But this game was never, ever in doubt. Brock Purdy was really good. 20 of 25. Goes for over 320 yards. 2 touchdowns in the win. Isaac Garendo. Now, they have no luck with running backs because Isaac Garendo steps in and looks like he has a foot sprain. And despite that, he had 15 carries, 78 yards, found the end zone twice. And George Kittle with a monster game, 6 grabs for 151.
Yeah, I mean, they're now down to their 4th running back. Because the top 3 all hurt.
Is it
Patrick Taylor?
Yeah, Patrick Taylor looks like he's going to be the
He's probably
going to
be the starter. And you mentioned George Kittle. He had 6 catches for a 151.
Yeah.
But the Bears were just dreadful.
And your
How many consecutive losses is that for the Bears?
I don't know.
7?
They're 4-9. They haven't won away from Soldier Field.
I think it's 6 or 7.
And your nightcap last night, the Chiefs improved to 12-1. They topped the Chargers 19-17. So, I mean, people can critique the Chiefs and say they don't win, you know, with a lot of style points, but they win a ton of games. They're now 12-1. On the season, Chargers slipped to 8-5.
Pretty much locks up the number 1 overall seed for the Chiefs. Not mathematically, but they've got a 2-game lead. Even though they lost the tiebreaker to the Bills, they got a 2-game lead now on the Bills for that number 1 overall seed. So,
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Unless they completely crumble in the last 4 weeks, they're going to be the number 1 seed in the AFC with the bye.
All right, when we come back, I'll talk about my experience at the Hennessy Lofts. Am I the good luck charm all of a sudden for the Wizards? I go to a Wiz game and they top the Nuggets? I don't know. Maybe I am. So we'll get into that next here on The Fan.